My name is Michaela Thompson. I am a pre-med student working to exceed my parents' expectations. Even though they have been divorced since I was 5 years old, they have always given me all the support I need, emotionally and financially. Twice a week I have hot yoga classes, so to avoid the rush hour nuisance, I stay at the library reading until it's time to exercise my body and soul. When I leave the class, my energy is renewed and crazy city traffic is much lighter. Every night, I blog. When I write my posts, I research, base my ideas on facts, and find evidences that support my arguments. Last year, I was invited to be a guest blogger at one of my father's colleagues' website. Here is one of the posts I have created about my routine. The snow started pouring down around 10 a.m. I had already been at school for about 2 hours and a half. The weather reports had predicted snow, but not enough to shut down school. It was starting to look like the weather reports were wrong. My classmates and I couldn't help but wonder the same thing. Is school going to be cancelled? At around 11, the principal's announcement came on through the intercom speakers. Dear students, it has been decided that all classes will be dismissed for the rest of the day. We are notifying your families. Those who take the bus home should proceed to their buses in 20 minutes. All others should wait for their parents to take them home. A cheer rose up from my classmates, and I joined in, of course. The bus riders started to pack up their things and get ready to leave, but I knew things might got a little tricky for me. My dad is a physician and, on Wednesdays, he works as a surgeon at his clinic, Thompson's Healthcare. That day specifically, he had to perform a long and complicated surgery on a critical patient. So, it might be a long time before he comes to pick me up. After the bus riders left, the other kids got picked up by their families one by one. I was the last one in my class. It had been more than an hour since the principal's announcement. Only about half a dozen kids from the whole school remained there, hoping he hadn't been forgotten. We had to wait in the cafeteria as our teachers started leaving. By the time we were down to five, the school was closing up and we had to wait outside. Some of the kids looked nervous because they didn't know why their families hadn't come for them yet. Eventually, though, they all went home. As another hour passed, I was the last one left. My dad was still at work. He probably hadn't even had the chance to check his phone yet. This was not turning out to be a very fun snow day for me.